Morning, Minister.
Yeah, good afternoon, or good morning, actually, for the next few minutes. Chris, sorry, it's taking me a while. I was just on a charter plane. I've just got off.
Oh, that's all right, mate. Appreciate you giving us a call. This is a bold new plan to try and guarantee that every patient in Queensland Hospital receives their surgery within a recommended time. How will we do that, I mean, logistically and financially?
Well, we can do it both ways, indeed. We've had amazing improvements in the Queensland health system in the last couple of years, and now we have our interstate colleagues looking at our examples and wanting to adopt what we do here. This is based on what they've been doing in Scandinavia, Denmark in particular, and Sweden over the last few years, where a patient will be guaranteed their surgery within the medically recommended time. And the reason we can do this is just by basically cutting through bureaucracy, red tape, giving more control to hospitals. And in case people are concerned we can't do this, I just remind people that we've now got the most improved emergency departments in the country. We've actually taken the 62,500 long wait dental patients and made sure they've had their dental needs attended to. So today that's zero.
Yep.
Completely cleared the cochlear implant wait list, doing the same now for eye surgery. And in the last 2 years, the number of long wait elective surgery patients have reduced from 6,500 to below 500. So more than a 90% reduction. That'll be virtually zero by the end of this year. And what we want to do is to then make sure that people are guaranteed their surgery on time. And if it's not on time, they will be offered the opportunity to have it done in another public hospital, no cost to them for transport and accommodation if it's more than 50 kilometres, and no cost in a private hospital.
Okay, and if the public system can't cope with it, would you consider going to private hospitals?
Well, that's what it's about. I mean, if we can't cope, then that's exactly what it should be, as no cost to the patient. And indeed, it's not unusual for the government to contract certain surgeries to the private sector. Previous Labor government did 7,000 such operations in 2007-08.
Yep.
We've reduced that number as we've made our public hospitals even more efficient working with our doctors and nurses. So this is the point of this is to make sure that people guarantee their surgery on time. And once you say, Chris, that if you've been medically recommended to have your surgery, you will have it on time. It's amazing how you get better wait list management, because if the hospital knows they have to actually pay for it, they're funded to pay for it, but they know they'll have to get someone else to do it, that's a reputational issue.
Yeah.
And that's an issue for them to deal with. And in Scandinavia, it's amazing. There were very, very few people that they had to do that with because the system reformed itself around it.
Okay. Well, will this add extra cost?
No, it won't. And the other great thing, Chris, is that we're a government that's about efficiency and respecting taxpayers' money. We're about reducing waste and inefficiency. This will be totally funded from within Queensland Health, utilising the resources we've freed up from reduction in bureaucracy and red tape and the establishment of hospital boards. So it's totally funded from within, using around about $170 million that we have freed up within. So if anyone thinks that you can't run your system more efficiently, you can. Private businesses and householders do it all the time. We need to do the same thing as a government. You shouldn't just keep running back and asking for more from Treasury.
Okay, and I presume that the recommended time of operations, the 30 days for the most serious Category 1, through to 90 days and so on, will remain the same
Absolutely.
Length?
Absolutely. Because that's medically recommended.
Yep.
It'll always be a wait time. Everyone understands that when you've got a free taxpayer-funded hospital system. Where the system goes wrong is if people are waiting longer than what the medically recommended time is, and we're moving to fix that.
Yeah.
As I've said, we've already reduced that long wait list from 6,485 down to 531 at the end of September. It's now less. It'll be virtually zero at the end of this year. And from the 1st of February next year, people will be guaranteed their surgery on time. And it'll be up to them. They don't have to actually enact the guarantee. If they're happy to wait a little while longer because the surgeon might be away, that's up to them. But if they want it in time, then it's up to the hospital to arrange their appointment in another public hospital or a private hospital.
All right,
at no cost to them.
Great stuff, because, I mean, we had times when we had waiting to get on the waiting list, didn't we?
Yes, Look, it's always going to be a challenge. I mean, indeed, to give you some interesting context, the number of outpatients appointments, that's people who are just having appointments to see a specialist, has been increased by our government from 4.1 to 4.5 million. So yeah, they've had a huge increase, 8.4%. We also are moving to make sure those people who are waiting to see a specialist, that they see their specialist in time. You'll always have an element of wait list. The thing is to make sure that people are seeing their specialist within the recommended time, and we're working through that as well, bit by bit by bit. So it's about the patient. The patient comes first, improving the system, yeah, getting better value for taxpayers, and making sure that the patient is the big winner.
Thank you, Lawrence. Good to talk.
You're welcome. Thanks, Chris.
Take care. Lawrence Springborg, the Health Minister, on the details of the new plan to get everybody their operation on time. It's just